You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It's a Monday afternoon. On the phone line is Kurt Kimmel. He's at Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good afternoon to you, Kurt.
Good afternoon, Todd.
What did the weekend show you as far as producers being able to get in the field and finish up? I made note that in the Champaign area, really close to done. Springfield area, really close to done. Decatur, a little further behind, but they're moving along nicely, too.
Yeah, it varies location. You know, as a nation, I think corn harvest is probably close to 65%. Bean harvest, you know, close to 85%. But, yeah, we're going to be at it for another 2 weeks. Yeah, it's a matter of, you know, having this weather cooperate. It's kind of been a challenge this year for the most part. But guys are still happy with yield prospects. And it seems that this grain is kind of finding a home. Have not seen a whole lot of lines or delays as a whole. Just, you know, certain areas got plugged up for a little bit, but the harvest being spread out helped things quite a bit, Todd.
Well, it helped the things a lot, but we still have a problem, apparently, on the rail system. How much of a problem do you suppose that will remain as we move through the coming months?
Well, I think it's going to be a long-term problem. You know, basically, they've got, short of engines right now. I mean, when you set a railroad crossing and look at the names on the rail cars that go by, it's heavily, grain cars are heavily labeled with commercial names on them. So the rail cars there, it's just a matter of the, logistics and transportation and so forth. It's going to be interesting that the function of the market is to move grain from surplus areas to deficit areas. But the probably main news right now is the export market, satisfying this world demand, and it was kind of huge today here. The shipments was a big number, over 100 million bushels of beans been shipped out. We've shipped out over 400 million bushels of beans. We're about 25% done with our bean shipments so far, so we're talking rail, but yet we're moving grain in other areas. And with that big shipment there, kind of reminds me of those Twitter pics we saw last winter, all those boats down there in Argentina, Brazil, ready to load up. Well, once they're loaded, it kind of reminds me of McHale's Navy. Here we are, we're all going to Asia to unload these beans. It seems like we've got the only floating vessels left is the members of the Redneck Club here to haul beans. Because what's going to happen, I think, with this $1.49 rally from the low to the high is once we get these boats in Asia, all of a sudden we might see some backup on trying to get these boats unloaded, where it's actual logistic problems or actual finding a bad bean in one load could surface here. Because with the $1.49 rally, I think Asia still needs to buy some beans, but this rally here, they're going to find some reason to slow things down to buy beans cheaper, Todd.
So you're pretty wary of the consumption pattern then, at least on the export market.
It's there, 1.7 billion bushel. It's going to remain huge. Beans are in a position here where Asia needs them. They're going to continue buying on a regular basis, but with the run up in price, I think there's going to be some things develop here to give Asia to buy beans a little cheaper than where we're at today. But 1.7, it's a big number. And the thing is, if we do run into some problems, it's going to be from the fact that we're importing meal into the U.S. and we can't get meal where it's going to be. So the consumption of meal here in the U.S. would probably be more of a concern than the export market from a long-term perspective.
How is your view of the export market for corn for the coming year?
Well, right now it's off to a decent start. The thing is, that's probably where the most growth is going to be, is in the export side. When you look at the U.S. dollar, we don't want it to get too strong here where we slow export demand, especially to Asia. Japan is the front and center name that comes to mind from the standpoint that the Japanese yen continues to erode away and through here. And Japan, you know, continues to be a huge buyer, so we need to make sure those exports continue there. We're pretty well out of the Chinese corn market fairly well, the Chinese DDG market for right now. So corn's going to have its challenges here as we go through the winter.
Will there be, well, challenges? I suppose, is there much of a difference in basis, do you think, from one area of the nation to the other in the coming years? For instance, because of the train and rail problems and mostly oil that's coming out of the Northwest, parts of Minnesota and the Dakotas have really had difficult basis levels. Those have spread to some extent throughout the Midwest at this time of year. Will that dissipate, do you think, as we move into November, December, January?
Yeah, the Dakotas, that's going to be a long-term basis concern. They still haven't moved their wheat yet, let alone corn and beans. So that's just going to take some time. So what we look at is other parts of the Midwest or the United States going to be there to supply that need. That's kind of the concern long term in through here. If we can't move the grain, this grain's going to be backed up. And so, therefore, instead of being a tight situation going into the next crop year, it's going to be a blue light special going in next year as we liquidate inventories to make room for the 2015 crop. So, when you look at the kind of moving parts in through here, we're in a position here to start taking advantage of or add to some 15 sales. Kind of get our foot in the door in through here in case we don't find a home for this big crop and it carries in next year, Todd.
Anything in the livestock sector you're watching in particular at this point?
Well, I think it's called the meat casino. It's it's been a real volatile trade. The fat market has moved to this 170 area. Basis the front end through here, cash trade remains strong. I think what the meat sector's geared up to do now is kind of look at weather, see how this weather unfolds this winter. I think that's going to be big. Then the second part would be on the hog side to see if these new vaccines work to control the virus that we saw here last year, Todd.
Kurt, thanks so much for taking the time.
Okay, take care.